Welcome to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm your host, Janice Mary. I hope you're doing well today. Today we have so much to talk about. I wrote a post this morning that I thought was helpful for me, and I would like to share it with you, thinking maybe it would also help you. You know, when talking about learning how to connect to the wisdom that lives within us, it can be hard to do, especially during challenging and stressful times. You know, recently with, you know, all the health issues through COVID and then the election, a lot of people have lost their sense of balance and grounding and foundation, as I have as well. And it's hard to find peace in a very stressful time. And 2020 has been just one thing after the other, one challenge after the other. So as human beings, it's not easy to handle all these challenges. So we have to give ourselves first a lot of credit for getting through all these tough, tough times, and to try to go within and ask for our second opinion of how we can handle things better and how we can ground into this foundation of this soul energy that lives within us. And I would highly recommend that. And I know during these stressful times, there is a resistance to going into an energy that actually makes you feel better for some reason. It's almost like, you know, we do fight a little bit things that make us feel better for whatever reason, you know, meditating, exercise, you know, sometimes when we're in our feelings and in our thoughts, that's we have a really difficult time turning to things that actually will help. So all we can do is encourage ourselves, and our soul energy that lives within us, the energy of love, the spirit that resides in all of us, is there always and is our foundation, and is always there for us to turn to. So that is the challenge. The challenge in challenging times is to challenge ourselves further by seeking other sources for help. And I know, as being a therapist, I'm always looking for sources for myself and my clients during these challenging times to help them move away from thoughts and beliefs and feelings that are so painful and so hurtful to themselves. And I also practice that myself. So when I go within to meditate or just slow down my thinking, just really knowing that my thoughts and feelings, although are uniquely mine and I can cherish them and love them, they're not something that I will believe in right off the bat. Especially if the thoughts and feelings tend to be negative, harsh, punitive, like the inner critic stuff. That I try really hard not to believe, because I feel like, wow, you know, we're having a hard enough time being human, and to believe all this stuff that we believe about ourselves is just draining, exhausting, and causes so much stress. So I'm always encouraging my clients and myself, and it's a good reminder when I meet with my clients that I practice this myself, that there is no room for self-criticism and hatred and that lack of understanding for the self. When we really move away from that, our lives really do change, and we have less to talk about with ourselves. We have less to complain about with ourselves. We allow ourselves to be very present and able to handle whatever is on our plate for today. And that's pretty much what I was writing about in the post this morning as I was meditating and trying to find my sense of foundation and peace for today. You know, I was shown a plate with just the things that will come on the plate today, that I can handle the few things that are placed there today. If I look at this plate in the future, or if I bring the plate to the past, it will crack, you know, because all of the complaints and upsetments and experiences of the past are very heavy, and all of the fears of the future are very heavy. So if we just use that visual of our plate for today, it can be very helpful. Another thing that, you know, this soul energy or my spirit energy was bringing to my mind was to really use this practice daily to help ourselves. And so having a keyword or an acronym is very helpful. So if we go to the word love itself and use it to help us, remind us of what to do when we're upset or reacting to other people in ways that we don't like, or we're reacting to ourselves in ways that are hurtful, that we can use something very quick to just use in practice. So if we use the word love, the first thing that we do is we use the L for love, and invite love in the minute that we feel upset with ourselves or other people. Just invite, bring attention to the energy that lives within you. So if you just do that now with me, you know, take a deep breath and just bring yourself to the energy that lives within inside of you, this love, this energy, your spirit, your soul, your wise self. If you could just go in and feel it, you know, just feel that energy. So that's our first step. The L is love, just to sink into this love that we are. And if you don't feel it, that's okay. Just know that it's there, sitting beside you, within you, around you. However you want to envision this energy, is be creative. You know, you can envision it any way you want. Our second step is to observe what is happening. You know, what is happening within us? So what is happening right now? How does my inner body feel? You know, so right now I feel a little tension in my shoulders and my neck, a little bit in my stomach, and to just observe where the tension is lying within your body. And as you bring your attention to your body in these areas of tension, you can just allow this energy of love that lives within us, that's right there for us, to go into those areas. You could even take a nice deep breath. And as you observe what you're thinking. Observe what thoughts are catching your attention that might be triggering feelings. And again, no judgment. We're just observing. What is my thinking today? You know? And from that thinking, what is the feelings that are coming up within me? So just observe and relax and see what's going on within our inner home. And as we do that, we come to the next letter, which is a V. We want to validate it, you know, that it's okay. It's okay that right now I have tension in my shoulders and in my stomach. It's okay. It's okay that I have thoughts coming in that I might not like. It's okay that feelings that are coming up, whatever feelings that they are, it's okay that I have these feelings. I can look at these feelings. I can understand these feelings, and I can love these feelings. So we really want to validate how we feel, what we think. We don't want to invalidate ourselves. Even if we know our feelings are, you know, kind of not right, or our thoughts are really harsh, we don't want to invalidate our own experiences. So we do want to sit with them for a little while, within this love energy, so that we can understand ourselves better, so that we can get to the root of what's happening with us today. So we just want to validate. I'm feeling actually more relaxed now that I have invited this love energy in, that I'm more conscious of it running in and out of up and down in my body. It's helping with the attention that was in my shoulders and stomach, so that's dissipating. And I do notice right now that I'm not having tons of thoughts, because that energy is very present for me. But if I had them, I'm just going to validate them and accept them, and any feelings that come up, I can validate and accept those. And as we do that, and really begin to understand yourself and ask your inner wisdom for help when it comes to your thoughts and feelings. Where do they come from? You know, where are these feelings? Where did these feelings start? Did these feelings start in childhood? Am I very familiar with the feelings that are coming up? Are they the same feelings over and over again? Whatever they are, to accept them, love them, give them some space to breathe. Give yourself a little bit of a chance to be you, you know, before you shut down and say you can't think that and you can't feel that. Let yourself fully be human and let yourself fully be you. You know, sometimes in a spiritual practice, we think we have to be so perfect and can't have our thoughts and we can't have our feelings, and that is furthest from the truth. So we want to validate everything that's happening. So with the observation and the validation and with love, with all those three steps, you will find a deeper understanding for yourself. It's very similar to what we do in therapy. You know, we allow people to talk about what they think and feel without judgment. It's a safe place for people to explore what they think and feel and try to figure out and make sense of their thoughts and feelings and to perhaps even challenge them that they, especially the bad ones, are probably not 100% true. So what I'm teaching you to do and what spirit or my inner wisdom teaches me is very similar to what we do in therapy, which is called client-centered Rogerian therapy. And I love when there's that overlap. I love when I feel from my inner wisdom, my spirit, the same thing that I've been taught, because that feels like a double validation to me. So I hope you're still with me, you know, and just keep tuning into your inner vibration, your inner consciousness, and just observing what's happening within your body. And as you do that, you will notice if you're having tension or thoughts or feelings, you'll notice in time that they will evaporate, and that's the last step. That we allow our feelings and thoughts to evaporate, to leave. We don't have to hold on to them. You know, if sadness is coming up in me, I can allow my sadness, whatever the sadness is saying, I can allow it. And then once the sadness is passed, I can just let it go, knowing that once my feelings are felt, valued, heard, that they're on their way, they leave, and what's left, when we don't have all these thoughts and when all of our feelings are nurtured away, is just for us to feel this vibration of love that lives within us. So when we do this four-step process, this is very powerful, because as you go through your thoughts and feelings, and your inner wisdom helps you to see that a lot of your thoughts and feelings are not true, that you're not a bad person, and you don't deserve to criticize yourself no matter what has happened in your life. You don't deserve to beat yourself up if your relationships are not working out, or the job, you didn't get a job, or you're not making enough money. You know, that is not what this inner wisdom would ever have you do, ever. And that's why it's so awesome, wonderful for us to connect with it, because it gives us a whole different picture of ourselves and helps us to really navigate our lives and also really have an appreciation for being human and how difficult that is. You know, it's not easy being human in this day and age. It's a lot going on. We have a lot of very strong personalities. It's a lot to deal with. So to have a loving presence living within you to turn to and help you through is extremely valuable and very helpful. And I know that's helped me. And then I can extend that outward to my family, friends, clients, the world. And that is the goal, is to keep extending who we are, which is truly love, outward. And when we do that, then we will notice there's no discrimination, there's no dividedness, there's just an inclusiveness. And even in our struggles of being divided, and even in our struggles of learning to cope with differences, even with all those struggles that people are having, that there's an underlying love for all of us, struggling, not struggling, that everyone is included in that. No one's ever left out. So it's a very comforting energy that lives within you when you tap into it. That's why meditating is so powerful, because it gives you the opportunity to tap into this for yourself and to understand yourself better. And then once you understand yourself better and you understand the thoughts that come in, I do not have to believe. They can be like leaves passing in the water. You know, I do not have to attach to thoughts that are wanting to upset me. I don't have to attach them. I can just let them go, therefore not triggering as many feelings as they used to. When I believed every thought that came into my mind, I had many feelings, a lot of which were not really so great, you know. So when random thoughts come into my mind that want to steal my happiness away, I can just let them go and say, I don't believe in you. I understand myself. I understand my life. I understand my life experiences. And I understand why I may feel and think the way that I do. But there's no need to criticize myself because of it. And that's the place we all want to get to and stay. It's not easy to get to or stay. But with this kind of practice, it can help you. You always have that inner home of peace. You always have that inner foundation to ground you when you practice this. So it's a wonderful, great practice to just keep allowing yourselves, when you feel triggered by your thoughts, when your feelings are like reacting and you're doing things and saying things that you wish you hadn't, to just bring yourself back into your inner wisdom. Bring yourself back and just go within and observe. You know, start with inviting love in, observing, then validating, and then watch it evaporate away. And what you're left with is love. So sometimes we have to go through a lot of thoughts and a lot of feelings to let evaporate, so that this energy of love arises within you. And that's what really happens when you feel really good. You know, you're not really thinking, you're not really feeling too much, you're just kind of being. And when you're in that state, you can feel it. So sometimes we can get there by, you know, tuning in and doing this kind of a practice. And sometimes we can bypass the whole thing and just do something that we love and feel that connection for something that we love. And then we're just in that energy right away. That's why when people have a lot of passions, they tend to be very happy, because they're going from one thing that they love to the next thing that they love. And that's a highly recommended way to live, you know. So, you know, when the ego is starting to really get to you and talk to you in ways that are so hurtful, it's time to invite love in, observe it, validate what you think and feel. You're never ever wrong. It's just a time to understand yourself. And then once you really have a good understanding of where your thoughts and feelings are coming from, they evaporate. There's no need to hold on to them, to defend them, to prove that you're right. There's no need for that. They come and go like the weather. And like the weather, it's important for us to feel the good and the bad. And we label things as bad, but like today's a rainy day, so people would label that as bad. But it's really good for the earth to water the earth, and we get a lot of good from the rain. And so bad experiences don't have to fully be bad. You know, we have a label on bad experiences, and we learn so much in bad experiences. And we can even at some point get to the point where we don't label them as bad, and we can just say it's an experience. You know, this year I had the experience of living through COVID. This year I've had the experience of living through an election that brought up a lot of thoughts and feelings in people. So if we get rid of the bad and we just say, this experience I would prefer over this experience, but that I learn from both. You know, I can learn from really good feelings, and I also learn a lot from when things that are happening that are very challenging. This way we don't have to fear the other shoe being dropped. We can embrace life, and we can say, I'm up for any challenge because I know I'm going to handle only what's on my plate for today. So I can handle what's on my plate for today. And any challenge that today brings me, I can handle that when I know I have this inner wisdom helping me through, guiding me. And this inner wisdom is eternal, so I don't have to fear anything bad happening to me. My body is not going to live forever, but the spirit lives on, and we're eternal, so we don't have anything to fear. And that can be very, very challenging in and of itself. But when you're in this energy, when you feel it, then you know it's true. You don't have to convince yourself so much of it. So give yourself this time. Try doing this practice. Try using the initials of love. And I'm going to include them on the post so you'll have them. And just see how it affects your life and how it affects you. And it's really a practice in going deeper and finding more strength and support for yourself. During trying times, it's a way to really get to know yourself, value yourself, and in this energy, it's a way to learn to have an extreme amount of compassion for being human. And that's the thing that I feel the most right now, is this compassion for our humanness and the all rightness of being human. And that no matter what is happening externally, it's okay. And we're working it through, and we will get back. We will get to a better place, because we're always evolving, and we're always evolving to a really good place. So, if we all did a practice like this, you know, we would change ourselves individually, and then we would change who we come in contact with. So, if we don't have this inner critic ruling us, making us feel defensive and not good enough and reactive and jumping on other people, if we didn't have this ego, we would certainly be much more loving to each other and mostly loving to ourselves. And that we need more of. So keep practicing this. And as always, if you have any questions, you can email me at janicemart40@yahoo.com. Have a beautiful day. Even though it's raining out, it's still a beautiful day. So enjoy it, and we'll talk again soon. Take care. Bye.